Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Saturday. What's the date today? I've gone blank. Saturday, the 11th of July. Yes, welcome to our 100th and first show. Consecutive days of bringing of you starting your day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. And today in the news, painful loss for Warriors and Star Wingers heading home. Pulse push on, more Formula One races announced. Draw despite super time and Windies in control. And let's start off with our football news and one result from the Premier League to bring you, which is Aston Villa lost to Man United 0-3, which now means that Watford have got themselves a 3-point buffer, or Watford and West Ham have got themselves a 3-point buffer ahead of the relegation zone, with Bournemouth there on 28 and Aston Villa another point back. So Aston Villa's now 4 points off after 34 games, only 4 more games to go there for them to try and claw their way out of that relegation zone. At the top, there is a 6-point gap between 6th and 5th, between Wolves and Man United. So you've got to say that top 5 are the ones that are going to get European places. The question is, which European competition are they going to get into? Currently, Man United are 1 point behind Leicester City and 2 behind Chelsea. So those 3 are going to decide which 2 are going to make it into the Champions League, and which one isn't. Over in our favourite football league in the world, the Belarusian Premier League. Yes, because they kept on going during lockdown, and Smolovic beat Izhlok 3-1. This is Smolovic's third win of the season, and means they are now 1 point behind Minsk to try and climb out of that relegation zone at the bottom, and 2 points behind Gorodaya. Minsk, you've got to remember, have got 2 games in hand because they missed 2 games due to coronavirus. It'll be interesting to see when they schedule those 2 make-up games in. Over in the cricket, England, after posting 204 in their opening innings, managed to eventually get the Windies all out, or West Indies all out, for 318. So yes, a century lead for the West Indies in the first innings. 4 wickets for Captain Stoke, Stokes there, as he helped get the lower middle order out. Moving on then to England, and England had 10 overs to see out at the end of the day. And they managed it without loss for just 15 runs. In the West Indies, you've got to say Braithwaite with 65 led the way at the top of the order. And then Dorwich with 61 lower down in the order as well, with the 2 top scorers. Now I'm going to hand you over to Stephen, who's going to take us through our birthdays this morning.
Yes, thanks again, Paul, and good morning, everybody, to New Zealand Sports Radio 101 today. In birthdays this morning, a three-time World Women's Long Driving Champion, a New Zealand cyclist who has won his share of medals, and finally, a one-test All Black hoping to add to his tally. Joshua Ioane, born this day, the 11th of July 1995, is a Samoan New Zealand rugby union player who plays for Southland in the Mitre 10 Cup and the Highlanders, I think that's Otago actually, in international super rugby competition. His position of choice is fly half. Ioane made his international debut against Tonga on the 7th of September 2019, having been recalled to prevent injury to Richie Mo'unga. Ioane replaced Bowden Barrett at halftime, scoring 8 points on a debut in what was a convincing performance from the All Blacks. Edward Dawkins, born at this day, the 11th of July 1989, now I might have to check on that one, is a New Zealand track cyclist at the 2010 Commonwealth Games. He won the silver medal in the men's sprint and bronze medal in the men's 1 kilometre time trial at the 2014 Commonwealth Games. He won the bronze medal in the men's sprint and was part of the New Zealand team that won the gold medal in the same team sprint with Ethan Mitchell and Sam Webster. The team sprint team set 2 Commonwealth Games records along the way at the 2016 Rio Olympics. He won alongside Sam Webster and Ethan Mitchell a silver medal in the team sprint, but did not go beyond the round one repechage in the individual sprint. At the 2018 Commonwealth Games, Dawkins won gold in the team sprint event alongside Ethan Mitchell and Sam Webster. He had previously competed at the 2012 Summer Olympics. And finally, Phyllis Metty, born this day, the 11th of July 1987, is a New Zealand golfer who won the Volvic World Long Drive WLD Championship title in 2006, 2016, and 2018. She holds the record for the longest ball in the WLD women's competition. Born in Auckland, New Zealand, Metty was introduced to golf at the age of 11 by her father, Raz. And I know Raz very, very well. Phyllis, also a very good Wakaama paddler as well. But unfortunately, Raz passed away a few seasons ago, Paul. So rest in peace, the big man. Very nice bloke. And that's birthdays today. And I will check on the birthday also for our man Eddie Dawkins as well. Surely Google hasn't made a mistake, but if Google has, it's probably me who's made the mistake. Back to you shortly with League News, Paul.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Yeah, you've got to be careful. Not everything on the internet is true. I remember doing an interview with a player earlier this season. Actually, one of the players I think we'll be meeting today when we are going to grassroots rugby around Auckland. But Wikipedia said he was born in Samoa, and it wasn't true. He was actually born in Auckland. In rugby news, and the Rebels and the Reds fought out an 18-all draw. That was despite having two 5 minutes extra times of super time to try and decide a winner. It was a very wet evening. And both sides struggled to score points, particularly in the first half, which finished 6-0 to the Rebels. In the second half, though, it really was all the Reds. The Rebels managed one nice move off a line-out to score a try and then had an interception try, which looked like it had sealed things with 67 minutes to go, and Meeks intercepted. But a loose kick from Matt Tamua and James O'Connor counterattacked, got the ball, got his arms free in the tackle, offloaded, and the Reds ran it all back to make it 18-all on the final whistle, which sent us into that super time afterwards. And I must say, folks, if anything has been missold, it is that word super time, because it was anything but super. There was a lot of basically kicking for territory and both sides playing very conservative rugby. This is not going to go down as one that will be replayed if we go into lockdown again. It was not the best game of rugby. But hey, at least we have rugby back. which is much better than a lot of other countries. Don't forget, today we had the big clash between the Crusaders and the Blues, the two teams who are undefeated so far in Super Rugby Aotearoa. And also we have the Western Force coming back. We have the Waratahs versus Western Force. Can the Western Force prove them, other people wrong, that they should have been involved? Now, New Zealand Sports Radio will be out and about today around the grassroots rugby in Auckland. I will be at Manukau versus Papitoto, and Stephen will be at some Suburbs versus Pakuranga. So do like our Facebook page and follow the Facebook page so that you can, where we'll be posting our post-match interviews with players and coaches, and also giving you a few photos and things from those games. Do follow us as we keep track of the grassroots rugby. And I'm going to hand you back now to Stephen, who'll take us through the NRL.
Oh, thank you, Paul. And just before I do, I just got to send out an apology. By the look of it, Eddie Dawkins' birthday is not till the 11th of August, but on the Born Glorious website, he's down as the 11th of July, which is today, but on Wikipedia, he's down as the 11th of August. So, hey, happy birthday, whether it's today or next Monday, but I'll do a little bit more research on that moving forward. Well, moving forward, the Warriors will need to move forward because they were left scratching their heads after relinquishing a lead they had for all but 5 minutes, going down 16-12 at Cebus Super Stadium in Rowena on the Gold Coast last night. Outside centre Bo Firma, in only his second NRL game for the Titans, dived on a ball just before it went dead to snatch the lead from a well-placed Jamal Fogarty kick with the match winner in the 75th minute. The Warriors looked likely after touching down for two converted tries in the first 9 minutes, with returning skipper Roger Tuivasa-Sheck using his trademark, stepping to touchdown early, and minutes later a brilliant Peter Hiku offload, sending Ken Mamalo scampering over. And with the Titans not helping themselves, with only 47% completion rate, along with 10 errors, things were not looking good for the hosts. But it would be the home team that would hit back with a try before halftime to winger Anthony Don, who's on fire this year, to go into the sheds at 12-6 down. 8 minutes into the second half, Titans at second row Sam Stone scored after some brilliant work from Tyrone Peachy, flicking the ball back into the field of play before it rolled over the dead ball line. Stone, the man on hand to complete the play, flicking the ball back into the field of play before the ball went out. The Warriors will lament mistakes at crucial times, which could have taken the game out of reach of the home team. The final score again, Gold Coast Titans 16, New Zealand Warriors 12. Staying on the Warriors, the Warriors also... star wingers David Fusitua and Ken Mamalo will return to New Zealand after the NRL failed to help arrange travel exemption for their families. Ignatius Pussy also looks set to leave Australia, along with two try-scoring wingers, after next week's game with Cronulla. It comes after forward Leivahapulu headed back to Auckland after his pregnant wife was involved in a minor car accident after being hit while she was parked on the side of the road. The relatives of Mamalo Fusitua Pussy were unable to enter Australia owing to COVID-19 restrictions and had threatened to leave after the heavy loss to Melbourne. They were eventually persuaded to stay on in Australia, but have now set a return date to head back to New Zealand. Mamalo and Pussy are both young fathers, with Fusitua's wife expecting their first child. So that's in Warriors news. And finally, in our final game last night, in the second game played last night, the South Sydney Rabbitohs saw off a late finish from the West Tigers at Bankwest Stadium, coming out on top 18-10 after leading 10-0 at halftime. South winger Dane Gagai finished off two tries in this first half and a third in the second half to register his first ever hat-trick. Centre James Roberts touchdown after a brilliant run down the right edge 7 minutes after the break to give the Bunnies the perfect start in that second half before Gagai added his third 10 minutes later. West Tigers prop Josh Aloi and debutant winger Reese Hoffman scored tries within 5 minutes of each other with 10 minutes to play to give West Tigers an outside chance. But time was never on the side of the West Tigers. That final score again, South Sydney 18, West Tigers 10. And in games today to look out for, Cronulla Sharks take on the Penrith Panthers from Nestra Jubilee Stadium in Sydney at 5 p.m. kickoff New Zealand time. Brisbane Broncos in the bottom of the table clash between the Canterbury Bulldogs. Boy, you'd be a trooper to sit through that one. That's at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane, 7:30 p.m. kickoff. And our final game, which should be a really, really good game, Canberra Raiders versus the Melbourne Storm at Geo Stadium in Canberra, 9:35 p.m. kickoff. So that's our bumper edition of Rugby League News this morning. It's the weekend, people. Have a great weekend wherever you are out about looking sport. As Paul said, I will be at the Suburbs Pakuranga game this afternoon. Hopefully the weather will stay in the right place for all our sport. Back to you, Paul. I'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Yes, I'm hoping it does stay dry, definitely, for today up in Auckland. Moving on then, and other sports in Auckland last night. The Pulse probably saw off the Southern Steel in a 40-37 win up there at the Auckland Netball Centre. Perhaps closer than we were expecting. And also, basically, it came down to shots on goal or how accurate you were, because Southern Steel had 51 shots to only 45 by the Central Pulse. But they could only put 37 down compared to 40. So, that inaccuracy by the Steel let them down. They did take an early lead, and they led 12-11 at the end of the first quarter, only for the Pulse to outscore them in the second and third quarters to pull away. A bit of a comeback in the fourth quarter, but it just wasn't enough for the Southern Steel and the Pulse. Moraine undefeated with six wins now from six games at the top of the table. You got to wonder, will they have the perfect season? The Steel now have to back up and play the Southern Stars this evening at Auckland Netball Centre. That starts at 5 p.m., folks. So if you want to get down to St. John's and watch that game, then do so. These two, obviously, everyone has obviously played each other so far. The Steel and the Stars both have one win each, and it was the Southern Steel who came out on top last time. Moving on to Formula One and the second practice session for the second race in a row in Austria was more intense than normal. Potential rain on Saturday means that the times from that practice session could be used to decide the starting grid, but even though it is unlikely. But that meant that all the teams went out and put on proper qualifying laps, and Red Bull's Max Verstappen was the fastest car on the track. Renault's Daniel Ricciardo had a heavy crash and banged his knee, meaning he limped away from the car, but he says he is okay. So, coming up for that second race in Formula One. Remember, they're doing double headers in Austria and then Silverstone to kick the season off. They've also announced that Mugello in Italy will stage its first ever Grand Prix on the 13th of December. And that will be followed up by the Russian Grand Prix a fortnight later in Sochi on the 27th of September. That means now that we have 10 races that have been announced for the season, with Formula Bosses aiming for 15 to 18 races this year. It's looking like Portimão in Portugal could be another new venue after that Russia race. And there are talks with China and Vietnam for their races to be rescheduled, even though the Chinese government did announce yesterday that all international sport except for trials for the 2022 Winter Olympics, have been cancelled for the remainder of the year. So we'll see if Formula One manages to get an exemption. You've got to say the Canadian Grand Prix is looking increasingly doubtful because of the early onset of winter over there. The season will probably finish in the Middle East with two races in Bahrain and Abu Dhabi to finish things off. This evening in the NZNBL, we have two games, the Otago Nuggets taking on the Manawatu Jets and the Canterbury Rams taking on the Taranaki Mountain Airs. The Rams really looking at changing their fortunes. Started really well in the season, but are on a run of losses at the moment against the high-flying Taranaki Mountain Airs. And again, the Otago Nuggets, a team that have managed to... that also started the season really, really well. We'll be looking against the Manchester Jets, another team that has turned things around and had some good results. Really close competition here in the Sal's NBL. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Don't forget you can listen to New Zealand Sports Radio on the go. Just search for us in iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favourite podcatcher. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, wherever you may be.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.